There was some big news in college football late last night. It was like, I don't know, 10:30 or so. I saw this initially reporting or initial reporting come out. And then this morning it became official. And that is that the Pac-12 has given it a go again. We all know that the Pac-12 disbanded because everybody left and there was just Washington State and Oregon State.
Taking it by their lonesome.
And they had a scheduling alliance this year with the Mountain West. And you might have seen the news last week, which was that the Mountain West and those two schools did not agree to do it again next year.
Why?
Which told you something was up. We now learn what was up this morning, that the Pac-12 has announced they are expanding with an addition of four Mountain West schools. So the Pac-12, as it currently sits this morning, or it'll take effect, I guess, in 2026. In 2026, they will have Oregon State and Washington State with San Diego State, Boise State, Fresno State, and Colorado State. What is unknown, though, is that the Pac-12 still needs to add two more schools for it to be a minimum requirement the NCAA requires to be an FBS conference. You have to have eight. So who are the other two? Because just as it is currently constructed, of course, it's nowhere near any of the other power conferences still at all. It's just not.
I don't think it's going to be either.
You know, in if you're the Pac-12 in terms of your branding, the name and all that and cachet, like, this is their only play to stay at all involved. And if you're Washington State and Oregon State, this is your best move right now. If you're Boise State or San Diego State, this is also your best move. So I get why they're all doing it. But does this have any impact? The Pac-12, if I would have told you 3 years ago, heck, 2 years ago, really, 2 years ago that Boise State or San Diego State got an invite, like, oh my God, this is huge news. I can tell you from working in Boise, this was their dream 10 years ago, Cody. Absolute dream of that institution and fans to go to the Pac-12. It is. I texted with somebody that works out there still and is connected and everything, and they gave a perfect example. They're like, this would be like your high school crush that you thought was hot as hell. You never went on a date, and then all of a sudden you both were 50 years old and you actually went on a date. It's not the same thing. It's just not. She's not as hot anymore. You're not. It's just a little bit different. You're not as attractive anymore.
This is so. I kind of understand why. I'm assuming that this is just like a branding thing. The Mountain West was in trouble because of all the other realignment. Nobody had a home there, and the Pac-12's got a better name recognition than the Mountain West. I don't really feel like this moves the needle for any of these schools that much. This feels like a fleeting attempt to keep a conference alive that should have just died. So instead, the Mountain West will die. But what should have happened was the Pac-12 should have just died. It should have just gone quietly into thy good night. Because the only two teams remaining in the conference were the two teams. That was a full conference full of 12 members, and the entire conference got picked off except for the two teams nobody wanted. Not an ACC, not a Big 12, nobody wanted. And they just wanted them gone, and so what they did was they got what the best property they could possibly target was, I think, in Boise State, and now what they're going to do is pray. They're going to pray, according to these reports, that they can convince the two teams who left for the ACC to stay. They're going to hope that somehow they can bring back a little bit of the taste of the Pac-12. But I'll be honest, it's not quite this bad, because obviously Boise State's, people are going to be offended by this in Boise if they were listening for some reason, or you will because you lived in Boise.
I don't think I'm going
to be
offended.
This is the same as
comment,
UMKC when they went to the WAC. The WAC was a once proud basketball conference with good teams. Okay. But by the time UMKC was going to it, it didn't matter. The conference has no juice.
I mean, I get
the
what
The Pac-12 has no juice.
I get what you're saying. I get what you're trying to say. I don't think it's a fair comparison, only because, with all due respect to your ruse and the whatever conference it was before, that's not the
it's Pac- the conference right now, the summit.
The Pac-12 obviously has way more history and is a better conference still than whatever that conference is. But I get what you're saying, and it was kind of what I was pointing out, which is, yeah, 3 years ago, this would be a huge shift. That conference is not the same conference anymore, and they have to hope for chaos that this somehow triggers other conferences to and other schools to try to jump ship. That's the only way ultimately it does. They don't have a meteorites deal yet. They still need to find two more schools.
Right now, it feels like they went from the Mountain West to what was the name of the Mets manager who went back out with the fake mustache on? Bobby Valentine. It was like the Mountain West put on a fake mustache and was like, we're the Pac-12. And you're like, you're just the Mountain West. Well, you're the same level of conference maybe you were before.
With Oregon State and Washington State. For Boise State and San Diego State, there's not a much risk in them leaving the Mountain West and going to the Pac-12.
But I feel like it's a nothing, you know, like it's a negative, a net zero move.
Yeah, it means absolutely nothing, because it's ironic. the only two schools in the Pac-2 are Oregon State, Washington State. Guess who a majority of their schedule is against? The Mountain West. Washington State and Oregon State might as well be in the Mountain West Conference. They're not.
Yeah,
which
but they're
is
taking
why,
the bigger name and branding that Mountain West doesn't carry national weight. The Pac-12 name still does.
I get that, but they're not. It doesn't matter who they can't add anybody that if they add Cal and Stanford back, it doesn't matter. They're not going to become a Power Four. It's not going to be the Power Five. They're still going to be the Group of Six. I think what they should do is reach into the FCS to get those schools because they're better off.
That's even bleaker, isn't it?
No, it's not. Because I can guarantee you right now that North Dakota State, South Dakota State are better than San Diego State and Colorado State.
Some of those schools don't want to transition up. I think the Mountain West is who might try to actually get some of the FCS schools. But like your Montanas, your Idahos, they don't want to. I had to just transition down from FBS like 5 years ago.
That's why I didn't mention them.
Right, but it's the same. My point is the same though. Like they're FCS schools. Some of them don't even want to transition up. It's not like they will end up.
They like dominating at the level
that cost themselves money.
That's the way North Dakota State was. They're not winning anymore. They won a national title in 2 years, 3 years. So this is the time for
that's not that long ago.
Well, yeah, but no, I'm saying this is the time for them to move. Is because the argument 2 years ago was that Golden that they'd won five straight FCS titles. They're not winning anymore. Why not take advantage of the potential money increase that you get from a media rights deal? And move up to that level.
The problem with that, though, is I think the Mountain West might be interested in a North Dakota State. I don't think the new Pac-12 will be interested in North Dakota State. Not to mention, it is media rights deal. You just brought that up. If I'm a TV rights partner, what TV market am I getting in North Dakota? What am I excited about there financially?
Well, if it is
market size driven. That's the whole thing.
I understand, but what market is Berkeley?
I mean,
it's not San Francisco.
It's 50 times the size of North Dakota.
Berkeley, they will count the Bay Area. Absolutely, they will. Yeah, they will. If you've been to Berkeley, you know how close they will count that as the Bay Area market.
How many people are watching Cal?
I don't know. I'm just saying.
Because to me,
we're not trying to compare Fargo to Berkeley or to Bay Area.
Well, if we're talking about Bay Area, it's not comparable. But if we're talking the Valley and Berkeley, Fargo's as good of a market as that. They're not able to compete against the Bay Area.
That's just because you lived in this is your bias showing.
No,
this
it's not.
Because you lived in a Dakota. Fargo is the 114th ranked television market, just ahead of Yakima. No way it's as good as Berkeley. Like, and I'm not saying
if
like from a city.
If we're talking about them
likely.
Being as the Bay Area, then no. But are they considered Bay Area or are they not considering it? That's what I'm asking. Because if it's Bay Area, no, Fargo doesn't compare to them.
I don't know. Berkeley doesn't show up as
I'm just saying if you're talking about brands that you would like to add to the conference because it doesn't matter. Why would Cal leave to go to why Cal has the problem
that's
for,
not I'm not
the
arguing
the Pac-12
Cal,
is,
I'm arguing the TV market part.
There's nobody
Fire Cal, I would
there's like. Nobody that the Pac-12 can add that regardless of market size or whatever that's going to nobody's coming back. They left for a reason. Cal and Stanford are not leaving the ACC media rights deal to join the Pac-12.
I agree with you on that.
So that's what I'm saying is they might have no choice but to go after higher FCS powers because they've already left the Mountain West. Why not go after Sacramento State, who is ranked in the FCS, and you include the Sacramento market? Why not include North Dakota State, who has won multiple championships, or South Dakota State that's had multiple championships? If you're going to add anybody, why would you not add better teams than what is available to you in the FBS because there are none.
Because that's not how anybody does it. Everybody does it based on TV market size.
Yeah, but who would you rather have, Wyoming, or would you rather have North Dakota State?
Wyoming.
No, because they would have added Wyoming and not... They would have added Wyoming.
They're not adding either, I guess is what I'm trying to tell you. Like the
But they have they have to add two. Who are they who are they adding?
Sure, before they go FCS, there's potential why would they not look at Tulane? Why would they not look at Sam Houston State? Why would they not look at Texas State? FBS programs already, and you get the Texas market.
Tulane's better positioned to join the ACC than they would. There's no reason for Tulane to side hop. It would make no difference for Tulane to make the move, in my opinion, because they already are making enough money in the American Conference as they would in the Pac-2.
Look, if the Pac-12's plan is your plan, which is to go get the schools from North Dakota and South Dakota, then they might as well wait. They're wasting their time.
They're honestly already wasting their time because I agree with Cody. It doesn't make a difference what they're doing. It makes no difference.
They made the Mountain West the sequel.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
In my opinion.
Yeah, well, with better brand recognition is what they're doing. They basically are, they without having to partner up with the Mountain West, they said, we'll just use our name and likeness and we'll steal your best teams and we'll be the best group of five conference potentially. That's what they might strive for.
They should
be the best group of five. Can they compete with the American and be the best group of five?
Or the Sun Belt. I mean, I don't know if they can do that. I mean, they can try.
I mean, I think they can be better than the Sun Belt already with just the six teams they have right now.